you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk the cold stone.
Welcome back to our show, another installment of Mixtapes and 808s. Unfortunately, tonight I am by myself. My partner Vasu had a prior arrangement that he needed to sleep for tomorrow in the form of an exam. So unfortunately, he couldn't be here with me tonight, but I'm still here holding it down. I'm out here. So thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome. If you're a new listener, I'm ready to show you what our show is all about. So usually it'll be me and Vasu going back and forth making playlists, but tonight it's just gonna be my playlist. And I thought it would be a little something that's more like personal to me. And so if any of you guys know me, like I'm very into music, obviously. I love rap music, but I also I'm also interested in other genres. One of my other favorite genres is classic rock, like the classics, like some I love Queen or Aerosmith, Pink Floyd, Van Halen, any of the classics. I'm all about it. So I thought for tonight the theme would be kind of a marriage of my two loves, rap and rock, classic rock. So rock rap is what I'm going to be playing. And just to clarify, the songs that I'm going to be playing, it's not going to be any rap songs that sample rock songs or any like rock rap groups like Limp Bizkit or Rage Against the Machine or anything like that. It's strictly going to be just rock groups or artists that collab to make a song with rappers or rap groups. So let's get into it. I'm pretty excited about this one. So the first song that I'm going to do, I'm just going to take you guys back to kind of where it all started in 1986. And so if you picture at this point in rap, rap has been a little popular. There's been some hits, but it's kind of like the punchline of everyone's joke. But even with that being said, Run DMC is the group that's on top of it all. They're like killing it. They're part of Def Jam and they're on the way up. Like the contrast to those, Aerosmith, They're kind of on a slump. It's like a rock band. They had their peak in like the 70s, and album sales aren't going too well for them now in the 80s. So Rick Rubin, who's like the genius behind Def Jam, has this idea to get them to collab together. And so they did, and they Run DMC remixed a song by Aerosmith called Walk This Way, and it brought just incredible success to both. So I'm going to stop talking now. I'm going to let the music speak for itself. And then after, I'll play that song, and then we got a little Beastie Boys after that. So let's get into it.
Just no tells like it's going out of style.
Get paid on the way, cause it was your wife.
8 days a week.
Okay, so that was a little taste of the 80s in terms of both rap and rock. As you can see, it's drastically different from whatever you'll hear today. But that song, No Sleep Till Brooklyn, that was pretty innovative too. They had Kerry King, who was the lead guitar of Slayer, which was a metal band in the 80s. That was him on the solo and throughout the track. So that, and they're also a Def Jam artist. Like I said, Def Jam was just killing it in the 80s. They're on top of everything. So now I'm gonna move into, let's go into the 90s, 2000s a little bit more. This is gonna be early 90s. This song, it's called Bring the Noise. It's Public Enemy with Anthrax, which is a thrash metal band. And this was one of the first rap metal songs to ever be released. And both of the artists put on their album. So this song's gonna hit, so I'm just gonna let you be prepared. So let's let it play.
Was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, big house,
saying? But you still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job, you know? Save your money, man. Save your money, too. It's single, don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been lucky in this game, too. There's gonna be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some, you know, series.
Yeah, I have big dreams. I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the make. And you wanna look trendy in the Bentley. Be a star band, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media fans. Things never stay the same way. That's why fools end up dialing on a bullet. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome ring shine. So you wanna roll far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and five cars, a big charge. Coming up from the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar and live large.
So that was Rock Superstar by Cypress Hill on their album Skull and Bones. And the rock aspect of that, the guitar you hear, that's actually Slash, who is a guitarist from the band Guns N' Roses. He's one of the most iconic guitar players of all time. He's one of the GOATs, definitely. So I know if Vasu's listening right now, or if he, you know, when he goes back and listens to it, he's probably tweaking right now hearing all these, you know, power chords and guitar solos on his hip-hop show. But trust me, we're going into more familiar territory now. That song was released in 2000. So now I'm moving into more the 2000s rap rock era. This song is it's probably going to be recognizable for most of you. If you're my age listening to this song, it's Numb and Encore, the collab between Jay-Z and Linkin Park, who were both like huge at this time that they dropped the song. It was 2004. Jay-Z just came off dropping the Black Album, which that's probably my favorite Jay-Z album. I don't know if I could say that. Maybe I don't know. It's one of my favorite Jay-Z albums. And Linkin Park was just like they were really big too. They were doing movies and everything. So this collab was just inevitable. So I'm gonna let it speak for itself. So let's go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too woo. Kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Woo. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Fresher than whole, riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically yep. at. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. One last time, I need y'all to roll.
for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J-status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cops have to take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. From record sales, sold out concerts. So motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream till your lungs are sore.
Good.
So there we have it, Kid Cudi, Pursuit of Happiness. See, I told you we're getting a little, you know, we're getting to the more familiar aspects, the more familiar songs for those of you listening. But you might be surprised why this song is on the list for rock rap song collabs. But if you didn't know, which I didn't, so I'm guessing most people probably didn't know, this song features vocals from the lead singer from Management, which was an indie rock band that would frequently kind of make that kind of sounding song, like those kind of songs that sound like that. And it also was produced by Ratatat, which was an electronic rock group from Brooklyn. So that's how you heard all the production on that song. That was them, like, and including the little guitar solo, just the whole vibe was just produced by them. So I thought that was cool that Kid Cudi included them on the song, and that was just something I didn't know. So yeah, now we're seeing kind of a redefinition of what rock actually means. Like, we have electronic rock now, there's a lot of alternative different rock styles. It's really evolved from being, you know, just like a five-person band with instruments. Now it's 2009 in this song, so there's a lot of ways to branch out. And we'll see that even more with our next songs. So I'm going to get to this next song. It's Lost in the World by Kanye off of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy in 2010. And this song features Justin Vernon, who's a singer from Bon Iver. It samples his song Woods that was made a year before. So I think this is also another very experimental kind of hip hop, folk, indie rock collab. And it's just experimental and it's just beautiful. It came together beautifully. So I'm going to get into that. Before I do so, I'm going to read a public service announcement. This is School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and would like to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at KRIS Chris@SOWMA.org or visit our website at www.SOWMA.org. Thank you for caring about our kids.
In the woods, I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my land, I'm building a still down the town. I'm lost in the world.
I'm down for the night, down for the night. you're my truth. You're my questions, you're my proof. You're my stress and your mama suits. Mama say, mama say, mama mock the sun. Lost in this plastic life. Let's break out of this fake ass party. Turn this into a classic night. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid in the afterlife. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid, yeah.
Yeah, so as you can see, just with the inclusion of Bon Iver into hip hop, I think this is like the accumulation of all these different just inspirational sounds that just goes into hip hop and lays the foundation for what that means and how it's expressed through rap. I think that's like personified through the through not only that song, but like his album in general, the Dark Fantasy album. And I don't know, that's my favorite Kanye album. That's like one of my favorite albums of all time. So I definitely had to throw that into this mix, even though it's, I guess it's kind of ambiguous whether that's considered, you know, rock or hip hop, kind of in between the middle, or it's a little ambiguous. But it's just to drive home the point that at this point in time, 2010, rock is kind of, it's not really labeled within certain parameters as with hip hop. So I'm going to go on to this next song. It's the Imagine Dragons song, Radioactive, but the version with Kendrick Lamar. And I remember when I first saw this song, they premiered it at the Grammys in 2014. I don't know why I was watching the Grammys that year. I usually don't watch award shows like that, but I was, and I saw Imagine Dragons and they brought out Kendrick for this epic feature, and he just comes out and blows everyone's mind. So I want you guys to listen to this.
Deep in my bones, straight from Forbidden fruit and cherry wine. Thank you very much, but tonight's my night and I'm buried by swinging for the fences. Barbaric Kendrick and out of time. Everything in life subject to change. Change whip, change grind, change clone, change opinions. Right before I change my mind, I don't really know your business. Been in this since I was bending Lego blocks. Now you tell the world about me. Dry snitch, tater tots on my shotgun. I gotta pop when nectar starts. Sky's the limit. I gotta finish after first rapper on Mars. Mark my word, I'ma make my mark. Even when they start their martial law, even when these Martians alienate my mental state, it's still at heart. Fuck, look in my eyes, tell me I died, tell me I tried. Took up a mask, tell me you love me, tell me that I don't give a fuck, I can barely decide. Wish you could let go my enemies, all of my energy go to the almighty God. I get drowning in a bottle of Hennessy. Fuck you, amenities, I'm getting better with time.
I'm waking up.
Yeah, it was just just epic. That's all I can say. I don't know. That's the like combination of the buildup of the vibe that Imagine Dragons is building. I didn't even honestly like the song that much. Like when it was like popular, I wasn't really like messing with like that. But the performance, like just bringing Kendrick on, just gave it like that extra, just like boost that it needed. And especially when I saw it live, the performance was, it was pretty cool. It was like, it was very theatrical. They're all like banging on drums and going crazy on stage. There was lights and colors everywhere. So I recommend, if you like want to watch it, just go on YouTube, like type Imagine Dragons Kendrick Grammy performance. It's pretty impressive. I was impressed by it, maybe because I saw it when it happened and I was like, wow, this is cool. Maybe it's not as cool if I were to watch it now, but I think it is. So this next song, that one was in 2012. Well, the original song was released in 2012, but 2014 was when they made the remix with Kendrick. So now it's kind of like this, like modern pop rock indie alternative music with rap. So still, we're still like pushing the boundaries of what that means. Keep that in mind. So now kind of 2016, 2017, this is the year of, I believe 2016 is when Chance dropped Coloring Book. So he was kind of like, he was on top a little bit at that point. There was a lot of hype going on with him. So this artist called Francis in the Lights, what he does is, It's really strange, but I like it. He's called Francis in the Lights. It's him, Francis, and then the lights, it's kind of open-ended to what that means. The lights could be, like he says, sometimes the lights are the band or whoever's performing with him. The lights could be the light of the screen that you're watching his video on, or the lights are just like his fans as a whole. And he has a pretty unique sound. It sounds kind of like a mixture between like Phil Collins and I don't know, something completely different, completely unique. But it's really cool. He's not really like a band or a group, but it's pretty different. And Chance the Rapper's on it, so I could categorize it as rock rap in 2017, which is when the song was. It's called May I Have This Dance.
All the things we carry, now we're down. Looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. Said 1, 2, 1, 2, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. You must have been born with two right feet. Said I love you more than your mother, more than you love yourself.
May I have this dance?
Bother me, tell me awful things. You know I
Okay, so the last selection. I know it's this one's probably the most peculiar one, the most like strange one that I put on the list. I don't know if it's kind of different from the others. It's not necessarily a rock collab with a rap artist. It was Lil Peep. But I put it on there because it's kind of, to me, it feels like that he was like the progression of where all the influence of like that kind of rock is going in influence of rap, because he's described, like, you could definitely tell in the music, like, hit the kind of like rock that was like, it was kind of like the angsty, like emo rock that was, you know, of like the early 2000s or like that kind of era. That was definitely prevalent in his song. And that's the kind of music that he's like categorized as, which is kind of cool. He kind of like created his own genre of like, they call it emo rap or like cloud trap, which are all these like cool names. But I just thought it was cool to show kind of the progression of where rock and rap are meeting at. This is the most recent one. This song was in 2017. I believe. Yeah. But unfortunately he passed away last year from overdose. So, but I think I for some reason he's not the only, I have a lot of like dead people on this playlist actually, now that I think about it. I got Jam Master Jay from Run DMC. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay. MCA from Beastie Boys, he's gone too. Rest in peace, RIP. Who else? I think that's it. Chester Bennington too. I played a Linkin Park song. Wow, I guess. Well, good. I guess I don't know. I didn't. I guess it took like kind of a morbid turn, but that was But hopefully they left their mark on the influence of rock and rap to bring us to where we are today and to set us up for the future, because who knows what big collabs there will be in the future. It's like unknown and the possibilities are unlimited. I'm excited to see it. I hope you guys are too. I hope I provided a good kind of historical context for, you know, just the culture of rock and hip-hop collaborations. I did a lot of talking, so thank you for bearing with me for this hour, but I still have some time left. That was the end of my official playlist, but I did have some honorable mentions, so we'll just jam out to those. But I'll officially sign off and then I'll just let the music just vibe. We can ride out. So with that being said, this is Evan, aka DJ E-Trill, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good night, everybody. I'm going to let some Kevin Rudolph and Lil Wayne take us out, followed by the Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood, if we have time. We'll see, but I'm going to stop talking now.
sing about angels like Angel I and Pamela and Samantha and Amanda and Tamara, me, Najee, moi. I'm in here like, bitch, what's up? Me, can it me? I can fix you up, I can dick you up, I can dick you down. Shout it, we could go wherever, just pick a town. And my jewelry is louder than an engine sound. Big ass rocks like on the ground. Dirty like socks that's on the ground. We say, because when I arrive, I'll bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher, what the sense? I'm something. Ruling rock, rubbing rap, running miles like it's trying to get a flat stomach. Like Wayne, a personal trainer. My aim is perfect, I bang ya. Period. Like the reminder. I wish I could be.
Bet you didn't think, so I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose. All you different crews, chicks and dudes. So you think it's really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe spiritual. Hero who appears in you to clear your view, yeah. When you're too crazy, lifeless. To those, the definition for what life is, priceless to you, because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless.